today's podcast.
This is Coming Clean Podcast. With Sam and Marty.
It's Marty.
Welcome to Paradise. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, what should be your retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows Laguna Beach and The Hills. But since it's Monday, you know that we're in 2017 on Mondays, and we are talking about MTV's hot new show, Siesta Key. As always, I am the bro that runs the show, coming to you live from downtown St. Paul, Minnesota. My name is Marty, and with me as always is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read, live from hipster Brooklyn, it's Sam.
Hey, welcome to be here in Brooklyn, a.k.a. the future stomping grounds of Madison and Kelsey. Fact.
Not if I convince him to, you know, live the Midwest life.
No, Grant's probably living in, what's that bro-y? Turtle Bay.
Ooh, gross.
If you've never been to New York, do not go to Turtle Bay.
Yeah, unless they like drinking out of plastic cups, keeping it classy like that. All right, let's cut to the feeling. I was a little distracted over the first half of this episode doing some other things, but I caught up. But let's start from the beginning.
You were doing some Grant Miller workouts.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like working out, and then everyone else on the show was working out. I was like, yo, keeping the brand alive, staying on brand, man.
Yeah, nothing too much you really missed in the beginning. Yeah, it was just people working out and Chloe, as usual, causing problems for everybody, you know?
Yeah,
she looks like she went to go ask for some advice.
Yeah, and then just spills all the beans. No beans were left.
Yeah, I thought like, I mean, maybe Chloe and Kelsey aren't that close, even though they're coworkers, but she's just talks behind everybody's back.
Yeah, I don't know if the producers are like, yo, you gotta fill everyone in, or that's just her, but she just volunteered it. Gary didn't even ask.
Yeah.
He was you want to keep working out? Oh, Kelsey, I think.
Yeah. Oh, how many reps did you do? Kelsey did a lot of reps with Alex.
Yeah.
Without us knowing.
Oh, so you want to do this twice a week? Alex and Kelsey went on a date. It's like, what? What? I didn't ask that. But Garrett, you know, putting on a brave face.
Just, I mean, the best he could possibly. Except all his faces are kind of blending into being the same. Like, concerned Garrett and sad Garrett are kind of the same.
Also mad Garrett.
Yes. Just, you know, he kind of internalizes everything.
I have some advice for Garrett. You know, put a little cheese on your omelets and, you know, life gets better. You can't be eating cheeseless omelets. It's not a way to live, man.
Maybe one day when cheese becomes, like, okay. The extra fats, you know, when it fits in your macros.
You know, he could use the extra fats, man. The guy's got some wiggle room. I guess he can't do it every day. You know what? Once a week, Garrett, cheat day. Not really cheese day. Hashtag cheese day.
Should be every day.
I completely forgot. All right, so they were working out, so that was kind of just a thing.
Yeah, starting some drama. And then we also got Kelsey and Garrett meeting up. Defining the breakup, or trying to understand what was going on after the vacation, where Kelsey doesn't really tell him the full truth, and Garrett kind of did the 1,000-mile stare right through her when she dropped that knowledge on him.
Yep.
But I think we're official. It seems like it's pretty official that it's over and done with.
Dunzo. Kelsey and Garrett are dunzo.
Yeah, and I think he's fine. I think it just hurts him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a breakup. He really liked her. He thought it was a long-term thing.
You've been broken up for like two episodes, which is like probably like 2 weeks, and they've already like met each other, like met up like a couple times. Yep. So it's just rehashing it. It's like he can't get away from it.
Yeah, I don't know either of them, but Garrett seems the type to be like, just leave me alone. And then the cameras are like, you got to talk this out.
Yeah. Like we can't just like show half an hour of you just like in your room.
Right. Or talking to like your brother.
Or at the gym.
Yeah. But, you know, he can be the next Sean T, man.
True. Hey, hustle till you make it.
Yeah. All right. So they're broken up, a fish. And then now I want to get to this guy because let's talk about Grant.
Yeah. So should we talk about, I guess, kind of with Grant's involvement now and then their love triangle with Madison and Brandon?
Yep. Yeah.
So Grant comes down for a vacation after recently graduated to meet up with his ex-girlfriend for only a year, another year-long relationship. But I guess college years might be a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
And he's invited to, after a brief dinner with Madison, invited to a barbecue where Brandon and a couple others are invited at Madison's parents' house, and we get a fiery exchange. I don't know, your thoughts on Grant?
I'm just gonna
jabroni.
We aren't there yet, but come on, man, you can't get much more jabroni-ish than that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I described him as he's the Nelson from Full House, and Brandon is Viper. So clearly, we all are gonna side with Brandon because he's just so much cooler. And it seems like Brandon got a little hurt. I mean, I would too if a girl that I'm trying to date started like kissing or at least hugging and being around her ex.
Right.
It kind of is an awkward. It was an awkward party. It was very awkward for everyone.
Yeah. So interesting little party there. So the Evite list. So it was Madison's mom's party. Yep. At her house because she wasn't there for the graduation party, which was for the dad's side of the divorce. So that's mom's party. And the Evite list was ex-boyfriend, Grant, current-ish fling, Brandon, ex-boyfriend, Alex, and Kelsey. So nice bunch of bad news bears there.
And then Kelsey, who has an ex-boyfriend, but is flingy with your ex-ex-boyfriend.
Yes. So I know Alex didn't want to describe it as a web, but it's completely a web. Everyone's just intertwined at this point.
Full on webbage.
Yes. So we get the boys trying to, you know, play nice, kind of feeling each other out. I think once Brandon walked in, Grant was shook immediately just seeing the Adonis that is Brandon.
Yeah. Mr. Visually Rewarding. Yeah. I'll share that title with him.
Yes. And I mean, I don't think he would have been intimidated by Alex at all, but you know, Brandon walks in, the guy is clearly shook. I don't think I felt like he was judgy immediately once Madison said that he's a musician. I was about to say magician. I would be judging too. Shouts to the magicians. He's the
David Blaine or the David Copperfield of Siesta Key.
Yes, but he's more like Craig David. So, boom, crushed that.
Perfect analogy.
It's like, dude, Brandon, you had your chance. He was shooting his shot the past couple of weeks, and he threw away his shot this time. Shouts to Hamilton. But he threw away his shot this time. He clearly had Grant shook and in the ropes, and he could have just gone for the knockout blow and gone in for, like, a kiss or something. Not to Grant, but to Madison.
But I think, I feel like at that time, he didn't have to shoot his shot.
But then he was the one who ended up leaving early. Unless he, I guess he's just playing the long game.
Yeah, but what?
Because he knows Grant's going to leave anyway.
But, like, what would he have done? Like,
just establish that, hey, I'm the current guy she's dating. So I would have, like, when I walked into the party, when I see Grant, I would, like, plant a nice big fat kiss right on Madison.
But once again, they have not defined the relationship. So you can't be just willy-nilly throwing out big kisses everywhere.
Just doing that. We're already kissing anyway.
Yeah, they've only had 2 to 3 dates, and they haven't defined the relationship. So it's like you can't just be trying to like throw your weight around.
Would have just established it. I would have been like, hey, Madison, I'm your guy now. Drop this punk.
And what was if she would say, no, you don't own me?
Well, I'm not going to be like, I own you now. Like, we're together. Forget this guy. I'm better looking, better singer. He works on Wall Street, so gross.
And then you would have popped your leather jacket, because whenever you're in inclement weather, you throw on extra layers.
Yes. Hey, you'll never know, man. Global warming.
Hey, Marty, are you a little hot in that leather jacket right now in this greenhouse? No, I'm good.
As I pass out, Trevor Siemian, touchdown! Sorry, I'm distracted, but Denver just scored another touchdown. Shouts to the Broncos. But yeah... Hey, let's not bring up my past of wearing leather jackets in the tropics.
Speaking of Craig David.
Passing out because of... Okay, we've lost track. But yeah, so I just thought Brandon could have taken a little bit more initiative. But, you know, he did what he did. And it seems like they're still cool. Madison's like, yo, call me.
I just wouldn't have left it open. I don't know. He seemed pretty cold. Like, I think maybe if Madison didn't pick up on that and still thought it was like, okay, after that exchange, then she's going to be sorely mistaken.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting how it goes, but I thought it was definitely pretty cold I don't know.
Sorry. Did she give a heads up that, or she did give a heads up that the guy was going to be there? And he was
yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah. But he probably was thinking, I'm in a good spot. Like, he's just coming along. It's like, not a big deal, even if he's around. Like, she should give me at least provide some attention towards me,
right?
And we didn't see the whole thing, so it didn't seem like he was putting more time with her mom rather than with Madison herself.
Yeah, and I now that I'm thinking back on the episode, what I mean by shooting his shot, like, do what Grant did and like dance with Madison or something, just, you know, show some sort of like affection.
Yeah,
because that just gave Grant sort of an exit ramp to be like, yo, I guess I still have a shot. And then he did. Grant was the one who shot his shot by like saying,
"Oh, he was very direct."
Yeah, and obviously I'm pro New York. We're pretty much New Yorkers. Our entire adult lives are in New York, so I'm pro New York, but not this move, not with him.
I mean, I don't know. What do you say? Brandon, I guess he is technically a New Yorker. I don't know.
Well, yeah, New York Stater.
I don't know. He when he did that fake New York accent.
Oh man,
it was just like, dude, you're not actually from. Like, if he said he was from like Manhattan, then I'd be like, oh, okay. But he was like, I'm from Westchester County. I was like,
Yeah, shouts to Westchester County though. We got some listeners from out there, so you know,
it's probably Grant. So,
hey, not shout out to Grant.
If you're listening, thank you for listening, and
you can stop.
Just stop, please.
We welcome all listeners except for Grant. Just kidding. We can take all the listeners we can get.
But
so we got him inviting Madison, and Madison seriously considering it because, yeah, I mean. It is more job opportunities
in New York. Yeah, is probably a little bit better than Sarasota.
Did she say what kind of engineer she was?
No. I think it was she might have.
All right, we'll have to look that up. But
mechanical.
Yeah, so obviously more opportunities in New York than that part of Florida. Like, I'm sure there's opportunities in, like, Orlando or Miami or Tampa. Well, I guess she's close enough to Tampa if she's in Siesta. That's, like, an hour away. But, yeah, she's certainly more things to do in New York as far as her line of work. And Kelsey sort of backing her up, too. She's thinking of moving.
Yeah, she's going to continue her career in New York, even though with Deb, shout out to Deb, going through some things right now.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a tough decision. So we'll see how that kind of pans out. But I don't think Deb will ever try holding her kids back for any situation. So it'll be interesting how that goes.
Yeah, that was a bit of a tough watch, that doctor scene.
Yeah, it's definitely brings all the feels in.
Yeah, but shows how well Kelsey, at least from the show's perspective, was raised, because she puts her mom first just as much as Deb puts Kelsey first. So shout out to, you know, shout out to moms. Shout out to my mom, Sue. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Anne. Shout out.
Mom, just download all the episodes so our numbers go up. But yeah, so that's a whole thing. I'm sure that'll be sort of just a smaller recurring storyline throughout the show. But moving on to, who do we want to talk about next?
We can Juliet and Alex, or Chloe and Alex.
Yeah, let's wrap up Chloe first, because we opened up with her. So okay. She's going to anger management with Rodney Dangerfield /
Jeff Daniels.
He looks like both. I like saw him. Or like Woody Page.
Yeah, he's just so monotone too, that this guy's. I said he was falling asleep as he was talking.
But yeah, so she's trying to resolve. This was a very much a self-help Chloe episode, I think, in terms
of
her storyline.
She was finally able to snap back at Alex and kind of set her record straight, that, you know, you can only take so much, either, as some people will say, maybe poking fun, but sometimes poking fun goes a little too far, and she can only take too much, and she's trying to be a better, you know, person. And I mean, good for her to stand up and really put people in their place.
Yeah, and I think Alex finally got the message. We were talking about it last week. His apology last week was, yeah, okay, don't buy it. This time it seemed a little more sincere.
Yeah, he tried, but then Chloe just kind of shut him down. Yeah. And I was like, just like, really, just don't talk. Just kind of reflect on the situation.
Which is fine, too. She didn't have to accept that, especially considering his track record and all that, and the nature of their friendship. He, of all people, he should have known what her line was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And finally, we are talking about Juliet. Shout out to Juliet's friends, Hannah. What's up? What?
No, not nothing. I just
if you
chuckled.
That sound you are hearing is Sam shaking his head for some reason. I don't know why. I'm just shooting my shot here.
Shoot all you want.
So yeah, Juliet. You know, she's also defined the breakup.
Yeah, so I at first, when I was watching this, I had like a tweet set up that I was going to do like this sick Stone Cold Steve Austin stunner drop, because she started off so strong and being like, I don't want to be waiting around for you all this time, blah, blah, blah. And Alex like stuttered for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's not going to have anything to say. And then he came in and was like, okay, like more or less, it was like, okay, that's fine.
Right. He's like, yes, like, now I can just. It's home free. It's a home stretch to Kelsey now.
Yeah. And right at that, I was like, oh, like I felt so bad, because it's like, it stinks. It's like he pulled the rug out of her like defining moment.
Right.
And it just kind of made it, I don't know, worse. Like, I don't know. I guess it's hard to have a relief when you thought you were going to be the breakupper, but then you become the breakup-y.
Right.
Whatever. I don't know the terms, but it seems like
it's like you took the leverage from her.
Yeah. like she was coming in with all this confidence, and then all of a sudden he like turned it around,
right?
And then you kind of like are like, oh crap.
Yeah. But hey, so was there anything else at Theta? That was pretty much it for Juliet's stuff, because I want to get to the promo for next week.
Yes. So you want to go through a little couple of highlights?
Yeah. Is Juliet asking out Garrett? What? This is what I want.
All for it. Yeah, it's going to be a nice spin. I mean, get more people involved.
Yeah, because I think we were saying earlier in the season, you just Garrett and Amanda or Garrett and Chloe, but you know, seeing Juliet ask Garrett out on that preview, I was like, or the soundboard.
What?
Oh, not the best what ever, but yeah, I was like, oh yeah, go for it. Switching, I tweeted the homie hopping is for real now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how that pans out, whether it was out of, like, yeah, either she's, like, really interested in Garrett.
Or Spite.
Or yeah, Spite. And both of those options
I was going to say, me. I was like, in real life, I would feel bad for Garrett if it was out of Spite. Yes. But as a television viewer who wants to be entertained, oh my god, please let it be out of Spite.
Full on Spite.
For both of them. I want them to be like both in on like, yo, let's just effing Spite the hell out of these two.
Yeah, if they are to like hatch a plan to like be at the same restaurant as
right.
them.
And yeah, just like straight up
start doing all that stuff, it would be great.
Oh my, if this is interesting enough, but if this was just a complete showmance, I would all in. Like
ship
book
it.
Season two, and let's see what happens.
Ship it fully.
Yeah. But yeah, so there was that. And then we got, who is Alex is taking Kelsey out to some, where is it? White Bear?
Like, yeah, I don't even know what that is.
What White Bear is like the, when he said, I was like, is he taking, that's where here in the greater Minneapolis, St. Paul area, that's where all the cars are sold. White Bear Lake. Shout out to all the car dealerships there.
Yeah, I'm like, in the market. Was it White Bear?
Something like that. White something.
Oh.
But yeah, so they're going on a trip, a little trip. I guess that's their version of Vermont, Florida's version of Vermont, if we were in the Northeast.
Well, White Bear, never mind. I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm just sure that it's not White Bear Lake here in Minnesota.
No, it's, yeah, no.
Who else could have a random neighborhood in Minnesota?
Yeah. Well, that's what I looked up. I looked at it was like White Bear Park in Brandon, whatever, Florida. And I was like, the houses look pretty nice. So.
Oh, yeah. Brandon, I think, is in the vicinity. It's like in the greater Tampa area. So that might make sense.
Maybe a little trip.
Yeah, there's a couple of, like, between Tampa and Siesta, there's, like, a bunch of really cool, island spots that people go to. So it might be just one of those. Okay, so we got that. Was there anything else? Was there a Madison teaser?
I actually forget. I was too shocked by the Garrett and Juliet.
Yeah, the Garrett and Juliet. So that's one to watch out for next week, and we will be, you know, as excited as ever for that.
And there's probably another house party.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be Siesta Key without one.
Yeah.
All right. We usually start positive, but I think this is too obvious, so let's jump into the zone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, is this too obvious now? Are you going to shock the world?
No, I'm going with Grant on this one.
All right. Same.
Jabroni!
It's Grantland.
Jabroni!
This week, not the Jabron Zone.
You can't be coming onto a show as like a secondary character and trying to cause waves like that, so.
Or you could, but he just, it wasn't
suave enough. It wasn't,
yeah,
it wasn't like he should have brought some flowers or like wore a tux, even though it'd probably be really hot. Like you should, you need to go like full blast if he's trying to get her back.
Like I think, in an alternate universe, if Alex came in as the ex, then we have something. Because yeah. Alex would have had all that history. But yeah, I did not like this guy's personality at all.
No, he's too out of the blue. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a good vibe.
Yeah, and the dancing was awful. You're awful, Grant. As a character, nothing personal, but we hate you. Not hate. We just really, really, really don't like you. All right, now to people we actually like. Grab your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, Sam, who is your MVP of the week this week?
My MVP of the week is going to be... I'm going to go with Juliet.
Hey, look at that. Redemption week after last week.
Yeah, it's just kind of breaking it off with Alex at the moment. I think that's a good start for her. Yeah. And maybe she'll rebound.
There you go. Well, if she does, with Garrett.
More ways than one.
Yeah. good unintentional pun there, but I'll take it. And my MVP of the week, it's a slight redemption for me as well, but I'm going to give it to Chloe. As we mentioned, Chloe has been, this week has been Chloe's self-help week, and she's taking some positive steps in her life. She started off sort of typical Chloe, stirring the pot, but, you know, maybe she's taken some steps to, you know, fix all that. So, shouts to Chloe. Good week this week. I don't know if you'll be consistent for next week, but we're excited to see because there's a lot more drama. The drama meter is at an all-time high from that preview, so I'm very excited. I'm sure you are too, but, you know, we'll be live tweeting as always, 10/9 Central. It's on MTV. We're at Coming Clean Pod. Sam, how can the good people connect with us and live tweet with us, or just, you know, follow us, listen to the Hills podcast, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you guys can find us on all social medias at Coming Clean Pod. You can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. You can check us out on our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Email, you're already emailing us. And always subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell everyone about this podcast.
Yes, and as always, special thank you. One more?
And especially Seth Rogen, because he's tweeting about C.S. Akeed now. So if you want to get Seth Rogen on this
podcast. Tweet at him, man. Got to shoot our shot here. But yeah, so as always, thank you to Radical Something for our hot theme song, Paradise in You. We'll see you on Friday for a new Hills podcast. Sam, what do the good people have to remember to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace. Stay dry.